Now the captain stopped shouting and turned to Lieutenant Berendo. His eyes looked stranger than ever.
Paco, he said happily, you and I will go up there.
Not me.
What?
The captain had his pistol out again. I hate these pistol brandishers, Berendo was thinking. They cannot give an order without jerking a gun out. They probably pull out their pistols when they go to the toilet and order the move they will make.
I will go if you order me to, but under protest, Lieutenant Berendo told the captain.
Then I will go alone, the captain said. The smell of cowardice is too strong here.
Holding his pistol in his right hand, he strode steadily up the slope. Berendo and the sniper watched him. He was making no attempt to take any cover, and he was looking straight ahead of him at the rocks, the dead horse, and the fresh-dug dirt of the hilltop. El Sordo lay behind the horse at the corner of the rock, watching the captain come striding up the hill.
Only one, he thought. We get only one. But from his manner of speaking, he is a Cada Mayor. Look at him walking. Look what an animal. Look at him stride forward. This one is for me. This one I take with me on the trip. This one coming now makes the same voyage I do. Come on, comrade voyager. Come striding. Come right along. Come along to meet it. Come on. Keep on walking. Don't slow up. Come right along. Come as thou art coming. Don't stop and look at those. That's right. Don't even look down. Keep on coming with your eyes forward. Look, he has a mustache. What do you think of that? He runs to a mustache, the comrade voyager. He is a captain. Look at his sleeves. I said he was a Cada Mayor. He has the face of an Inglés. Look, with a red face and blonde hair and blue eyes, with no cap on and his mustache is yellow. With blue eyes, with pale blue eyes. With pale blue eyes with something wrong with them. With pale blue eyes that don't focus. Close enough. Too close. Yes, comrade voyager. Take it, comrade voyager.
He squeezed the trigger of the automatic rifle gently, and it pounded back three times against his shoulder with the slippery jolt the recoil of a tripoded automatic weapon gives. The captain lay on his face on the hillside. His left arm was under him. His right arm that had held the pistol was stretched forward of his head. From all down the slope they were firing on the hill crest again. Crouched behind the boulder, thinking that now he would have to sprint across that open space under fire, Lieutenant Berendo heard the deep, hoarse voice of Sordo from the hilltop.
Bandidos, the voice came. Bandidos, shoot me. Kill me.
On the top of the hill, El Sordo lay behind the automatic rifle, laughing so that his chest ached, so that he thought the top of his head would burst.
Bandidos,
he shouted again happily.
Kill me, bandidos.
Then he shook his head happily. We have lots of company for the voyage, he thought. He was going to try for the other officer with the automatic rifle when he would leave the shelter of the boulder. Sooner or later he would have to leave it. Sordo knew that he could never command from there, and he thought he had a very good chance to get him. Just then the others on the hill heard the first sound of the coming of the planes. El Sordo did not hear them. He was covering the downslope edge of the boulder with his automatic rifle, and he was thinking, when I see him, he will be running already, and I will miss him if I am not careful. I could shoot behind him all across that stretch. I should swing the gun with him and ahead of him, or let him start and then get on him and ahead of him. I will try to pick him up there at the edge of the rock and swing just ahead of him. Then he felt a touch on his shoulder, and he turned and saw the gray, fear-drained face of Joaquin, and he looked where the boy was pointing and saw the three planes coming. At this moment, Lieutenant Berendo broke from behind the boulder and, with his head bent and his legs plunging, ran down and across the slope to the shelter of the rocks where the automatic rifle was placed. Watching the planes, Sordo never saw him go.
Help me to pull this out, he said to Joaquin,
and the boy dragged the automatic rifle clear from between the horse and the rock. The planes were coming on steadily. They were in echelon, and each second they grew larger and their noise was greater.
Lie on your backs to fire at them, Sordo said. Fire ahead of them as they come.
He was watching them all the time.
Cabrones, hijos de puta, he said rapidly. Ignacio, he said, put the gun on the shoulder of the boy. Thou, to Joaquin, sit there and do not move. Crouch over. More.
He lay back and sighted with the automatic rifle as the planes came on steadily.
Thou, Ignacio, hold me the three legs of that tripod.
They were dangling down the boy's back, and the muzzle of the gun was shaking from the jerking of his body that Joaquin could not control as he crouched with bent head, hearing the droning roar of their coming.